The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, Aisling Larkin, the TV chef and the mindful eating coach, is back with me. And what has she brought? Well, what's on the dinner table this
cheesecake,
week?
Cheesecake. Oh, I love. Table. We've gone dessert trolley today.
I love cheesecake.
Do you?
Yeah, I'm not great for dessert. Very rare I would order it.
Yeah.
Cheesecake, one of the rare exceptions.
Ooh.
Cheesecake and a pavlova. Classic.
Classic pavlova.
Yeah, classic communion or confirmation table desserts.
You're just mixing a chocolate fudge cake off that now.
Yeah.
Have you got a favourite flavour cheesecake?
No, I am an equal opportunities
cheesecake
consumer
taker.
of cheesecake. Yeah.
Well, what we're going to do today is we're going to talk about a couple of different types of cheesecake. Then I have some amazing flavour combinations for cheesecakes. And I've made a better for you cheesecake.
Okay.
I'm going to talk to you about how I kind of built and engineered that as we go through.
So what is cheesecake then today? Like what?
So there's a couple of different versions.
Goes I suppose into
we
it.
Have the version that you probably know and love a little bit, which is that classic one that we eat here
yes.
all the time. So it's a chilled set cheesecake. So you've got cream cheese, you've got whipped cream, and you normally have some form of like a jelly or a gelatine in there.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's controversial because some people, like my mother would tell you, you should never put gelatine in a cheesecake. Although she does slip in half a little block of jelly when she's making a lemon cheesecake, which is the same thing.
Okay,
she's clear,
see.
She says it's not, but it is.
She's a hypocrite.
Absolutely. And then we have the cheesecakes that are your American style cheesecake, your baked cheesecake.
Okay.
So these are the ones that have eggs in them. These are baked, but they're not eaten hot. They're baked and served chilled. So they're kind of some of the different ones, I suppose, that we have. You know what? I'll get you to taste
okay.
it as we talk about it.
So this is from?
So this is a burnt Basque cheesecake.
Interesting.
Remember, last week we were talking about tapas, right? And pinchos and all of that. And it got me thinking, because I mentioned this one, and this is actually where all this came from. So this is a burnt cheesecake. And I know,
okay.
what? But what happens is, if you think about those Catalan desserts and creme caramel. Now, I'm going to stop, actually. So that's a burnt Basque cheesecake with roast balsamic strawberries.
Yeah.
So I'll get to the strawberries in a second. The cheesecake.
Yeah.
It is basically cream cheese. So you're going to do about 600 grams of that, 300 grams of sour cream, 3 eggs go in there, and then you put in a little bit of corn flour. And the corn flour is the like the scaffolding.
Yeah.
It supports it and holds it. You bake it in a tray lined in greaseproof paper. So there's no crust on this. So how does this kind of Basque cheesecake differ from a New York style cheesecake? The New York style cheesecake will have like a graham cracker or like a digestive biscuit crust, whereas this one just has the creaminess. But you bake it at 220 degrees Celsius.
Yeah.
For 45 minutes. And that's what gets this burnt. Now, I say burnt, it's caramelized.
Mm.
It's not burnt. So what happens is you're kind of burning and caramelizing the milk sugars, and that's what gives this caramelly sweetness on top.
It's delicious. It's lovely.
Is
it's very
it?
Light for, like
it?
for a dessert. And cheesecakes kind of are, tend to
yeah.
be. It's lovely. The strawberries. Tell me about these.
I know. Aren't they so good? So you can use fresh or frozen strawberries. So particularly, I think if you're cooking for a crowd, what I would do is I would actually use some frozen strawberries and then top it with fresh strawberries. So you get your frozen strawberries or your fresh, put them in an oven tray, drizzle over about 3 or 4 tablespoons of balsamic vinegar
yeah.
and a little bit of either sugar or maple syrup. I love to use the Highbank Orchard, the apple syrup. Drizzle that over it. Roast them in the oven for about 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Job done. So it's this combination of sweet and savoury and just deliciousness.
That is lovely. Yeah, those strawberries are great.
It's a real cracker, isn't it? And you'd never think to kind of roast strawberries.
And that's from the Basque region.
That's the Basque region one, yeah. And then, like I said, the New York one is the same. It's that dense kind of texture. So what happens with these ones, when you bake them, they rise in the oven, a little bit like a souffle,
mm-hmm.
but then they kind of crash back down again. And that's what gives them that kind of depth of,
okay.
of thickness. And they tend to be a little bit more kind of set around the edges and then just a little bit more creamy on the inside. The trick is not to overcook them, because if they do, they crack on top and they go a little bit dry. So you lose the lightness and the fluffiness.
Okay.
So just be brave. 45 minutes, hot oven, get it out, and that's it, done. The Japanese have one that's very similar to that, but it's almost like cotton candy. It is so pale in colour. It's so light. It's one of the most technically difficult desserts.
Okay.
Make. I would not bother with it unless you've been to Japan or you know somebody who can teach you how to make it really, really well. There was a baklava one, which is beautiful. So you use phyllo pastry, that crispy pastry around the edges. Put a little bit of rose water through the creamy filling, and then you top it with honey and pistachio nuts. Beautiful. Okay. Really, really nice. The Philippines have a similar one, and they use something we spoke about actually at the start of this year when we talked about food trends. Ube.
Oh, yeah.
Ube is this purple sweet potato, which I've predicted. Actually, it's probably my only prediction that hasn't come through yet, which I'm a bit annoyed about.
Yes.
We've got half the year to go. Purple sweet potato. Mash that up. Again, mix it with your cream cheese, mix it with your sour cream, mix it with your eggs, bake it. And again, you bake it and you chill it down. So there's loads of different versions of those baked cheesecakes. And they're, from a technical point of view, they're so easy to make.
Yeah.
Like, it's made in under 3 minutes and in the oven. Like, so I highly, highly recommend making them. They're a little winner.
So what do we have in front of us? These are then our no-bake cheesecakes, aren't
they? No-bake cheesecakes. So what I went about doing was looking at trying to make us a lighter version of a cheesecake, right?
Okay.
So cheesecake has biscuit base, it has that creamy filling, and then it has the toppings. So what I did, if you look at the biscuits, because this is how what I do for fun, Karen.
Yeah.
Chocolate biscuits has 83 calories. A ginger nut has 45 calories. A rich tea has 35 calories. A malted milk has 44 calories. An Oreo has 52 calories. An Oreo double cream has 75 calories.
Wow.
So we went through all the biscuits to try and find which one was the lowest calorie, lowest sugar, lowest fat. And it's, you know, those Biscoff Lotus biscuits.
Oh, yeah.
Those. Only
the little brown ones you get free often with a cup of coffee.
There you go, when you go to the hairdressers.
Oh, right, sure.
37 calories a biscuit.
You don't get a free cup of coffee and a biscuit when you go to barbers.
No. You've got to come to my hairdresser for that. So that is your biscuit base. Normally we mix our digestive biscuits with butter. Forget about the butter. You don't need it. If you're trying to make a lighter version, it'll be fine without it.
Just sitting on crushed biscuit. Nothing holding it together.
I mean, well, in the restaurant industry, we call that deconstructed, don't we?
Well, okay.
I've served these in glasses, actually.
Oh,
and
so that's
jars.
What's holding it together.
So that's what's holding it together. So dig in. Let's see. I have this one. I'm going to start with this one.
Okay.
This is lemon curd and raspberry.
Okay.
Okay, so the filling now. The filling is normally cream cheese, sour cream.
So there's our Biscoff at the bottom.
Yeah, there's your Biscoff. And I love the flavour of it because it has a little light spice
that
goes really well with the lemon, goes really well with the raspberry.
Oh, the lemon is lovely, isn't it?
Isn't it? It's really bright and fresh and light. So my filling, the secret to my filling is 250 grams of light cream cheese, 125 grams of half-fat creme fraiche, 125 grams of zero-fat Greek yogurt, and my secret is ready-pour custard. So you know the custard that you buy that you just pour over like an apple tart? You could get like a low-calorie version, one of those. And I mixed it in with that, a little bit of vanilla bean paste, and that makes a really light form of cheesecake. If you want to set it, put in your gelatine. So you get leaf gelatine and you basically soak it in a little bit of cold water, then you rehydrate it in hot water, and you pour it in, and that will help.
But you don't really need to set, because if you're doing the crushed biscuit thing, you're going to have to put it in the glass or something to kind of hold it together. So you don't need to set the top.
No. And look, it's something I suppose we don't talk about very often, and because desserts are delicious and desserts are meant to be enjoyed. I'm passing you over a spoon and a big jar here.
Oh, yes. What's this?
This is my homemade whiskey salted caramel sauce. This stuff is just off the chart. It is amazing. It's so, so good.
Mm.
And desserts are meant to be. Isn't that lovely?
Oh, that is so good.
Imagine having that in the fridge at home. That is sugar and
sugar.
Sugar.
A bit more sugar.
Sugar and water. And then it is a little bit of cream, whiskey and sea salt. I'll put the recipe up, aislinnlarkin.ie, on the website. Actually, it's probably up there already. But that's an absolute cracker. So I would make a jar of that. Yes. It lasts 4 weeks.
Weeks in my fridge. I'll tell you that.
So I've used it to make a cheesecake. So this is a salted caramel cheesecake with banana and toasted pecans. So it's lovely to play with the flavours. Once you kind of get the base right and this kind of lighter base. And like, if you have your own classic cheesecake recipe, stick with that. And this is just kind of a way of bringing in all the different flavours, I suppose.
Oh, I think that's my favourite so
far. Really?
Yeah.
Wow, I thought that would be your least favourite.
No, I like that now.
Also, by the way, do you like the way I brought dessert spoons? Because I noted a few weeks ago you said you only like to eat soup with a soup spoon. So I figured you'd only like to eat dessert with a dessert spoon.
It is. Well, it's the way, the clue is in the name. And I don't know why people think I'm being kind of fastidious about this. Dessert spoons should be used for consuming dessert.
Okay, I'm going to move you on to my absolute favourite next. So this is, again, it's the Biscoff base, it's the light cheesecake filling. And what I have here is macerated strawberries. So this is lime, basil and strawberry, okay?
Okay.
It sounds a little bit like a fancy perfume to me, I think, sometimes. But see, I love citrus, right? And as I was putting in the second half of the zest of the lime, I don't think Kieran loves citrus that much. But anyway, you're going to have to just...
Right, okay, here we go.
Lime, basil and strawberry. So again, it's a really unusual combination.
Ooh, yeah.
But the freshness and the zinginess of that lime with the little hint of basil, with the sweetness of, like, I mean, our strawberries, our Irish strawberries are in season at the moment and they are just absolutely divine. And to have those with the creamy, so it's a, I suppose it's a take on strawberries and cream, isn't it? But you've got that creamy vanilla cheesecake layer, you've got the Biscoff, and then you've got the strawberries.
Yeah, that is nice.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
That's
very
my favourite one.
Summery feel to that now.
See, I love the citrus. So I love that. I just think it's gorgeous. And look, it's just, it's, I suppose it's kind of an interesting way to do cheesecakes. You know, I mean, you take it, like, we had almost an identical concept of strawberries and cream with the burnt Basque cheesecake with the roast balsamic strawberries.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got something that does taste entirely different. It's chilled, it's fresher, it's lighter, it's brighter. And I just think they're absolutely gorgeous.
They are. And, you know, I mentioned confirmations and communions earlier, and it's that season and the weather's going to be getting better. We've got the June bank holiday weekend.
I've got
that
Bloom.
We are just on
I'm
the precipice.
I'm going to be cooking at Bloom this weekend.
Yeah, well, what are you doing at Bloom?
So I am at Bloom on Saturday. Mm-hmm. I'm with the National Dairy Council doing some beautiful demonstrations. I've got these gorgeous Andouille and cheddar croquettes. I've got a pistachio, lemon and raspberry tiramisu, pasta dishes. And then I am back up on Saturday on the main stage and I'm doing some beautiful celebration of these gorgeous Irish seasonal dishes. So we've got Cumber lamb and I'm doing strawberries and cream and gorgeous things. So I can't wait. Please God, the weather will be nice.
Yeah, well, the forecast's not too bad. Anyway, Bloom is happening this weekend in the Phoenix Park. Ashing is going to be there, as she said, not once but twice. So make sure you catch up with her. Ashing Larkin, TV chef, mindful eating coach. Thank you very much. We'll talk to you again at the same time next week.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.